Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
On the show today, we have New America Credit Union's very own Casey Murray. She's here talking about how they've been working with Typhoon to really greatly enhance their digital banking experience, making it a more cohesive experience, not only for their members, for their staff as well. So check it out. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, look who we have in our virtual studios, Casey Murray from New America Credit Union. Casey, how are you today? Good to see you.
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
You are welcome. And we were just talking before the recording that you're obviously a big Gonzaga fan. So did they make have we found out if what the tournament is, or are they in the tournament?
Not yet. We're just heading into the conference tournament, and it's been a little bit of a rough year for our Zags, but they got it together towards the end of the season.
They'll bring it. Yeah. They have a good team for sure. Good coach, good players, and they'll bring it together for sure. So, all right, well, let's leave all that stuff to SportsCenter and let's talk a little technology, shall we?
Sounds good.
All right. So you guys did a feature recently with the folks at Typhoon called In Their Shoes. And I really enjoy watching these. These are really, the folks at Typhoon are doing such a good job with these. So I had to bring some of you folks on and go, hey, let's dig a little bit deeper here. So you guys are obviously working with Typhoon with their digital banking for your members. But I want to step back a little bit. So what issues or what was going on at Numerica that kind of prompted you guys to work with Typhoon to implement their digital banking? So what was going on there? And then how are those issues holding you guys back?
So we had been a long, long time client of Jawala, and we love Jawala. We had a great relationship with Jawala, and then they got bought out by Allegiant. And we knew that our platform was a little dated, and we knew Allegiant was working on a new platform. So and we had our commercial business banking side with Q2. So we knew at some point we were going to have to do something with consumer because it was going to be some sort of conversion regardless.
Yep.
So we thought, if we're going to do this, it's such a painful thing for our members. Let's really look at it and see if we can have one platform for everything, make sure that we have something that will meet all of our members' needs and try to, you know, pick something for the long term. We don't want to do this every couple of years because it is such a huge disruptor to our members.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it sounds like you guys had kind of disparate systems and you're jumping from one place to another. Yeah. So have it all in under one roof is a good deal. So how did you guys
really get to? We had really had four goals kind of going into it. We had a pretty good feature rich platform, and we didn't want to give up a lot of those features. There was a couple that we were fine to give up, but for the most part, we didn't want to give up any features. We wanted one platform so our members would have one platform to interact with. It's a little easier for them. It's a lot easier for us to support. And it's a lot easier for us to keep everything going in the same direction. Mm-hmm. We wanted to, I can't remember what my other two were off the top of my head. I totally lost it.
We'll list them in the show notes. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, we wanted a partner like that. One of them was that we wanted a true partner with Jawala. Felt like we had that, and we wanted something like that again.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. Yeah. So yeah, obviously planning for the future, and it sounds like it's a two-way street as well. Not only is this for your members, but for your staff too. So everything works cohesively, as they say. So how did you guys work? I remember in the video, you guys were talking about matching cultures, being proactive in this area. Can you talk to me a little bit about that and how you guys and Typhoon really meshed here?
Yeah, at the end of the day, what we really felt like with Typhoon is that we had a good match with our culture. We knew that we had been with vendors in the past, and we had a couple of vendors along the way, but we'd been with vendors in the past where everything really looked good on paper, but we just did not mesh well, and we struggled to get anything done. Mm-hmm. And so we knew that that relationship was going to be incredibly important, and we wanted someone that we trusted, we wanted someone that would push us forward, and we wanted someone that we could push. Mm-hmm. Those were really important, and we wanted to be able to have those conversations about, you know, like how to move forward together.
Indeed. Well said. Well said. And so how, I'm going to kind of look at the big picture here, the kind of the benefit message here. So how has this work really benefited your credit union so far, and as well as your members too? What have you guys experienced so far?
So on the member side, we made the conversion. This was a little bit rough. We made the conversion in the middle of COVID. So you already had a lot of, you know, your digital channels had already seen a little bit of an increase. And so we made this change in the middle of which was challenging. It was extremely challenging. And we also made a big change in going from an account-centric model to a member-centric model, which was where we wanted to be. But for our members, it was a learning curve, and that also added a lot of complexity to it. But once we got past that, we've seen that we have far more members logging in every month. Right, we see that we have far more transactions. It's shocking to me that we can still see our transactions grow like they're growing month after month after month. And and this has been going on for years. We've definitely seen the shift from online banking more to mobile banking. So it's always mobile first, which isn't shocking at this point.
Right.
But you know, everyone's got a computer in their hands. So that's we're definitely seeing a lot more action on that. But we're seeing a lot in our mobile deposit doesn't seem to be waning at all. You know, checks are going away, right?
Yeah.
We've been doing that for years, but that still continues to go up and up. But it has challenged us in other ways to say, like, where are we too conservative? Where do we need to remove some barriers from our members? Where do we need to be a little bit more trusting? Or on the other side, how do we put controls in place so that all of those members that are good members don't have to deal with all these hurdles and barriers?
Yeah. And it sounds like kind of the overall view here is like you guys have become more sticky in a good way,
Absolutely,
because transactions are up, the member the mobile deposits are up, and it just sounds like there's more activity. So which kind of positions you guys as being that primary financial institution as well, right?
Absolutely. And that's what we want to continue to do. Yeah. That is really our focus is both, member growth is always a big deal for us, but we want to have engaged members. We don't want just members on the books that do nothing. So the member engagement is huge for us.
Yeah, so sure sounds like, and it sounds like it's working really, really well. So can you give me kind of a before and after view? I mean, just real quickly here. I mean, I know you described it really well in your last response, but is there like a before and after picture that you could kind of illustrate for us? Like how it was before, how it is now? Because now it sounds like everything is under one roof. No, you're not bouncing, you're not ping-ponging between systems and things like that. Now it's real seamless, I am assuming.
Yes, it is really seamless. I'm going to go back and look at actually pull up a couple stats here really fast.
Sure.
We went live with Typhoon in July of 2021. As I said, in the gut of COVID, when everybody was already relying heavily on their digital. Mm-hmm. But I can say now, our mobile deposits, we outperform most of our branches on the number of checks that we take in.
Yes.
So we're doing that. We know that we have on our number of online and comparison of transactions from member initiated. So I'm not counting ACH, those ones that are set up as automatically, but compared to what's coming in the branches and into our call center as opposed to what's happening in our digital channels, we're now at 85% of those are happening.
Wow.
At the time that we were doing this, we were, more like 70-ish.
Okay.
So we've seen a big increase there, as members have gotten more comfortable and moved over here and realized they can do. The other thing too is we added a lot of features,
mm-hmm.
so they can do a lot more than they could do before.
Yeah, and so I mean, as we all experienced during the pandemic too, is a lot of people were in kind of discovery mode because they had to,
right.
Especially on the digital front, because they had never really. Yeah. I want to say they never used it, but it's like a branch was probably their primary. I don't know, meeting point, I guess. Now it's like, oh my gosh, I can do this. So yeah. So
And we're pretty unique in the fact that we didn't close our lobbies during COVID. We did not close our lobbies at all. So our members still could come in. Our branch transactions have held fairly steady. I mean, we've had member growth, but they've held steady at about the same rates that we've been having for years. Meanwhile, the mobile and digital side are definitely increasing.
Okay, cool. Yeah, well, that's a whole nother story unto itself there, Casey. You guys kept your branches open. Wow, you were one of the few, one of the proud that did that for sure. So,
yes.
All right, I want to kind of get to kind of my wrap-up question here. The big goal here, obviously, was to make everything, sounds like from me, from your response, make everything just super cohesive, right? So, what other goals did you want to do? I mean, obviously, the one platform thing, all that type of stuff.
Yeah, for that, that meant that we had to actually build out a lot of business banking. And I'm not going to sugarcoat that and tell you it was easy. That has been ridiculously challenging. We're working with vendors that it's new to them. There's parts that we thought we knew really, really well, and we did. And there's other parts that we thought we had a good understanding on and maybe didn't understand quite as well as we needed to.
Yeah.
So that has for sure been a challenge, and we continue to work through that. But we've gotten to a good spot on that. That Typhoon has been a really like an incredible partner, as far as I know that they care greatly about us. I know that they care greatly about our success. So that part is, you know, whenever there's some sort of challenge, because inevitably with any vendor, there's a challenge, and it's how they show up in those challenging times that me is the difference maker. There's a handful of vendors I know that are like that will always show up for me, and Typhoon's right there.
Right on. Well, well said. We'll put that in the testimonial section of the interview. So good stuff. All right. I know you're super busy, Casey, so we always appreciate your time, but anything else to add to wrap up here before I let you get back to work?
I don't think so. I think, you know, like I said, digital banking is, conversions are always a challenge. There's always stuff to work for that through, and there's, you know, a lot of learning that happens on both sides. So you have to take advantage of that learning, and really, you know, if you could take advantage, you can come out on the other side really, really good. Really, far ahead.
You guys certainly came out on the other side really, really well, because it sounds like it's working really well for you guys based on the activity that you just mentioned. So good stuff. All right, Casey, thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate the time, and keep up the good work there at Numerica, and go Zags.
Go Zags.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.